I got home at midnight. I was like, fuck that. I just had a box of the blue box. I just had the regular Kraft.
Oh, baking it?
But yeah. No.
Kraft dinner. You had Kraft dinner.
I had the Kraft dinner, but I also had
for my Canadian
a whole
friends.
Thing of mozzarella cheese that I just dumped in there as well. And okay. Then
dude, like, have you shit yet? Bacon.
I think it's no, I think it's mozzarella.
That mozzarella.
The mozzarella.
Yeah, the fucking Italian shit.
That good, yeah.
That, ooh, good, that good. Good, that good lean mortadella. It's fucking.
That fucking, cheese in my dairy. Mouth. Shit.
We made quesadillas the other night, and I kept saying it with an Italian inflection.
Quesadilla.
Yeah, I'm making a quesadilla for you. Very good. It's very authentic with the habanero sauce and the sour cream.
The creme?
And sour cream.
And sour cream.
Yeah. And that there is sour cream.
But yeah, okay, why is
God
that
damn it.
Why is that the one Mexican food thing
sour
that
cream?
We have that's just in English?
Well,
because sour cream's not really.
That's true. It's not more. It's not just Mexican food. But have you noticed that? Like, what are there other things like that?
Sour crema.
Just like, quesadilla is just a Mexican word,
no,
right?
But,
a Spanish word.
Well, because that's an entire. That's an entire
I assume
dish.
That they're from. No. I know that.
Doesn't
like,
it mean like cheese boat?
Quesadilla.
Oh my
isn't that
God.
What that means, quesadilla? Like, if you translated it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
My bullshit. What's up with the internet?
Chris,
y'all plugged into the world out here? What's
Chris
up?
Chris fucking
quesadilla is a type of cheese.
I did. No, it was quesadilla, actually.
Yeah,
cheese boat.
Somebody wrote, I was trying to find out the answer to that question, and somebody wrote quesadilla on Facebook, and you know how it's got, like, the auto-translate button?
Yeah, what it say?
I clicked that. It said quesadilla.
Yeah.
Did you
this
rate
button
the,
doesn't
did you,
work.
Did you rate the translation?
Facebook is fucked up right
now. Didn't.
Facebook's drunk. Look, it's quesadilla, dog. Roll with it. Use context clues. You got this.
Break quesadilla down into two words and put it into Google Translate, it just puts them back together.
And welcome to Name Redacted Podcast.
Hello.
As Chris dies once again.
I'm still going with cheese boat.
Still gonna go with cheese boat.
Boat. Cheese boat.
I think we had those in my elementary school cafeteria. We
cheese
had like
boats?
The, I think it was a nacho boat, maybe? A taco
boat?
Boat
of cheese
is what
I would
refer to. So is that like more or less like the sushi boat, but just filled with different kinds of cheese?
So it was like
I could just imagine like little chopped up hot dogs.
I do like that. I like that better. I like that better. But it's got to have like little shot glasses of wine next to each cheese.
Yes. Has anyone ever had one of those boats?
I do that at my wedding. I really like that idea.
No, that's
have,
good.
Like, a little
sushi boat with like different cheese and wine pairings. Yeah, no.
I like that.
Patent pending.
So so who the fuck are we talking to this week?
Oh God. Well, as always, I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Colin Norris.
And I'm Chris Nielsen.
And we have a fellow podcast with us today, two of our friends from the way back, a couple fantastic stand-up comedians that host a podcast called The Open Micers. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
I'm JD Etheridge, just chilling. I gotta hold his mic up to my
JD has JD's got the player 2 mic. Like, you know, compared to everyone else's mic, he's got player 2.
He's got that clear purple controller that nobody ever wanted.
The one that like you got from other places.
Yeah,
the batteries don't work, but they kind of work. You gotta hold it. You can't move when you got it.
Yeah, I can tell from Home Depot.
The joystick moves like just enough in like 3 of the 4 directions, but the other one it just flops like there was a rubber band.
Oh man,
that broke.
Yeah. Did you get okay? So what? I want to hear everybody. Best player
it has
2
extra
controller.
Buttons.
I got a pretty good player 2 controller.
There's a second guest.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Oh wow.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
I'm Micah.
I got excited. I got excited.
I don't matter. No, that's fine. No. I'm Micah. You know,
he's got,
I just I try
he's got
hard.
A player 1 controller.
Yeah, a player 1 controller. I'm sitting here hands free. People, I'm drinking water. My life is better than JD's. This is what you're hearing in my voice. You hear like a better life than JD has right now.
I just
ain't
shit. Just want you to know that. I mean, he better than me, but he ain't shit.
I'm shit that's better than him. You see, I'm shit living better.
But you're still in the same area as me. You know
yeah,
what
I'm
saying?
Like, hands free. Someone, someone throw
so
something at me. Someone throw something at me right now.
So
I'll catch it. I swear to God. My hands are doing nothing.
In other words, like, you two guys are the last two picked in dodgeball, but like. But he's the. He's
but Micah
I got
goes
them
first.
Hands
goes
though.
First.
I got them
the
hands though.
The whole thing is everybody picks Micah first. He's like, yo, this dude's an asshole. You're the other guy. And I'm just the same thing as him, but nicer.
Well, they know we're gonna go against
you.
Each
an
other.
You're an asshole too, JD.
No, I'm
like
all right, here. I know we were gonna do the control thing. Can we ask you guys a question?
No,
just it's
that
a
question.
Thing we no.
I'm asking questions.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, don't. All right, don't lead them. But go ahead.
I ain't leading nobody.
All right.
If me and Micah were in a buddy cop film,
yeah. Uh huh. Okay.
Who'd be the good cop? Who'd be the bad cop?
Oh, shit. Just think about it. What do you think?
I normally wear glasses. Just so, like, I look
glasses. Don't let him sway you. Don't let him sway you.
Here we go. Here's how I see this going down, okay? Is I see him playing the good cop for the first for the first act of the movie.
Okay. Is this even?
Okay. I'm good all the way through, Chris.
In the second act of the movie,
I'm loyal.
The second act of the movie, something happens that just pisses off Micah.
Okay.
And so Micah's going full on bad cop, right?
Okay.
And then what happens is his bad cop catches up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the real motherfucker, good cop, has to step up and be like, nah, bitch, I can play bad cop too, better than your ass.
It's been revoked.
Yeah. Step up to the plate in the third.
I could see it now.
Basically,
be honest. Yeah. I don't normally say this. I don't think your opinion is valid in this matter. I mean, it's just in my heart. As I was going through this movie, I was like, this doesn't count in any way. Right. What would you think? Yeah. What would you? What is yours? We'll see if you can step up to the plate tonight. Yeah.
Chris is the villain.
Okay.
Just because.
Yeah, there's a twist, yeah.
Because fuck you, Chris. Now, honestly, man, I see Micah playing good cop, but simply because, like, look at his goddamn hair.
Yeah.
I'm a good cop, man.
I see him playing the jovial and you coming in and just being begrudgingly bad cop, just like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. Yeah. I just don't want to. Like, this is basically just like Micah is more of a dick in real life to you, so he's just like, you gotta play bad cop, and you're like, man, I guess. Okay.
All right.
That's the thing.
I'll just say my hand, no.
Because I can see that too. Where Micah just got hired and he's like the fresh recruit. Yeah. And JD's like the jaded guy.
See, I've got your good cop. All right, my
the wisdom.
Yeah. My theory is that they're neither.
He's like the dude
from The Wire that makes doll furniture.
Okay, what do you think?
Alright, so they're both comfortable playing the good cop, bad cop, and they could kind of switch off at any time.
Okay.
But Micah's like the hothead who's always getting him into trouble because he's impulsive and rash.
Okay.
Like,
bad cop.
Every single...
Like, as an employee, I'm like, nah, man, you're rash.
You're
gonna
be
hired, you're brash as hell.
So, no.
Etheridge, hit her! Get in my office!
No, it's not that he's a bad cop. He's an ineffective cop.
Yeah. Okay, what else are you going to say? Because I have my theory. You'll get my theory at the end of
this. It's like Micah's the reason they always get called in the chief's office.
Okay. I feel
like
that.
It's like, you know, it's like, that's why.
But is JD,
that's why
the guy
JD
who
has
pressure
no,
on the bad guys?
That's why get JD her, has that's yeah, why JD talking, has no PTO
also,
left.
So you guys are thinking of like our jobs. We meant more so as like, as we're interrogating someone, who, what role would we play? I go
no,
and
that,
I'm
kind of
yeah, true.
I address
true.
That.
Even still, I think it still switches up. I think JD goes in there and plays good cop. You go in there and play bad cop, and then JD comes back switch. In when you have to be like, oh shit, the good cop's the bad cop now.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
So
I was coming same time, like, listen, I try to talk to you, he tried to talk to you, I can't do anything now. So now you're going to jail.
And then he hits him with a fucking phone book.
I would be like, just a give up cop. I wouldn't be like, I'm not trying to help you no more. I'm trying to go home.
Yeah.
I tried to help you one time. You said no.
This is my theory. I think I'm good cop. He's bad cop. This is my thing. I think he's bad cop because he's like bad to himself. Like he's sad. He's like
sad
cop.
No, that's not bad.
He's like bad cop. He's like trying to talk someone off the ledge, but he's like, honestly, I'm about to get up there with you. I'm
like,
I don't give a shit about life.
It's like if Louis C.K. was like interrogating someone.
Yeah, exactly. Like bad, sad.
That's not bad cop.
He's bad to being.
No, see, this is how I see this happening. Then, then that would mean Micah comes in first and solves them up, and then you come in and you're like, look, man, like, I got a mortgage to pay.
No. He's like, look, man, if you don't admit to this, I'm going to kill myself. Like, he just, like, takes
see,
it to the
see,
next level.
I'll say that would make no sense because the criminal don't care what I do.
He's brought him in emotionally the whole movie.
No, yeah.
Like, they have a connection now. Like, you helped his mom get some prescription or something, you know what I mean? She was going to die. She was on her deathbed.
All thing I can see is I take some pills out of the fucking evidence cabinet. And like drinking whiskey and
like a house situation, like a house at cop. Yeah,
that's all I can see. But now I'm like, I'm doing my job. I'm at work.
And see, I think I'm good cop.
My shirt's iron.
Like, I'm good cop because I'm like, I'm a cop, right? And you guys are my buddies. So if I find some extra drug money, no one's gonna find. I split it up with you guys. We start a business.
But that's
I'm
a bad
good
cop.
See, yeah, it's a bad cop, but I'm good.
But see, what the fuck is that?
I'm good though. You smoking weed? I'm just taking it and keeping it for myself. I'm a good cop. What's up?
See, y'all see Mikey's just talking.
Have you ever
y'all
seen
Mikey just talking?
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen Bad Lieutenant?
Bad to himself.
Have you ever seen Bad Lieutenant?
Because he's off training day, but like, when Denzel was young. That's all he's doing. He's like Denzel.
He's Denzel on Training Day, but like if Denzel was like constantly on like really good uppers, and he was just like, yeah, boom, man, I'm good.
I'm definitely eating the whole toys. I'm good cop. Good, like, good. Just fucking say to some good people, cop, like, man. Nah, let's fucking extort this money from this old dude and shoot him in the chest.
I mean,
Micah's fucking
whatever.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm good cop. That's what cops got to do, right? Cops got duty. I'm good at that duty.
I feel like I'm just like watching the script for American Gangster 2. Like that's that'd
be amazing.
Yeah, man. Sick. I would love to see what happened if you guys wrote like a Cheech and Chong kind of movie.
You guys should write a buddy cop movie for real.
Buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think security officers, I think, are more realistic. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
could you? Oh,
no one's gonna believe we're cops, but two mall cops. What's up?
Hell yeah.
Paul Blart Mall Blart 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Paul Blart Mall Blart.
Those are all. That's what those movies are called.
That's
I don't give a shit.
No, they're called Blart Mall Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Blart 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 3.
And the zookeeper.
It's like some serious ass word to end.
And the zookeeper is just Paul Blart Zoo Blart.
Yeah. Oh man, what if there was a crossover between just every Kevin James role?
Oh my god,
including Hitch
and it's the like, one where he's like fucking Adam Sandler the whole time. You know that one where him and Adam Sandler are getting it on?
It'd be like Queens. He just walks in and is like, ah, fuck all this mess.
Dude, his wife was cute.
Yeah, Leah Remini. Oh yeah. Did you guys ever see the episode where Patton Oswalt just pranked the entire scene? He just stood there. There's this episode of King of Queens where Patton just kills the scene by not moving. He just stands there with a plate in his hand and his mouth open for like 30 seconds. It's hilarious.
That's funny. Man.
I want to see that.
I definitely want to see that.
Patton Oswalt was the best part of that whole show.
Absolutely.
Why was he on that show? Because like, it doesn't make sense.
That was his
he needed. They needed somehow to make that show funny.
Yeah. Also, that was his break. Like yeah, that was the first mainstream thing he did.
I'm like, y'all got who? Kill that.
If I was Kevin James, I'd be like, oh no, you got Patton? My career is over.
I don't know. Yo, Kevin James was kind of cool back then.
Kevin James is definitely funny. He's got a really funny muffin bit.
But like, someone's like, yo, I'm gonna get J. Cole and Kendrick to feature on this track. You're like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. No.
This is my song, remember? Yeah. This is my CD.
I'm not gonna pay a dude to kill my track.
Also, you're thinking about how big of a star Kevin James is now. This wasn't like Seinfeld. He was just a dude on the show, too.
I remember thinking, he's like, this is just some dude that's like kind of goofy funny.
You never seen his stand up?
His stand up's good.
His stand up's good. I love his muffin bit.
That fucking when he's like stuck in the water and shit and like his hands.
Yeah. Phone rhythm bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is incredible.
Phone rhythm bit's good, but my favorite bit I think he does is like, oh man, why are you sweating? I peeled an orange. Like,
oh yeah,
like an hour ago. Like, you look like you've been jumping rope in the attic. Because I empathize because I'm fat.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
So that's where my mind goes. I'm like, no, he's right.
Yeah,
that's terrible. He had some decent shit. Like that was what, like 5-6 years ago he did that, something like that.
The stand up?
Yeah,
that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was when we were in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we graduated 12 and 11 years respectively.
Okay. 10? No, this is my 10 years. This
okay,
year.
Mine's 12.
Yeah,
I'm old.
Five.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Shut up,
Jesus.
Yeah, I think 5 or something maybe.
Young motherfucker.
God,
I'm at 5 or 6. I don't know.
Yeah, probably at 6 if I'm at 5.
We talking about college or high school? We talking
high school.
I'm talking about high school.
What the fuck is college?
Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah.
I graduated from high school 5 years ago.
2010, right?
2011. Damn.
2016. 2011 is when I
was thinking,
graduated.
Yeah, like, 20.
Yo,
do you know how to do math?
You guys are, yeah.
Sure. What?
You guys are pretty, yeah. I didn't realize. I thought you guys were
closer to our
age. Closer to our
age. I knew that.
He's a year older than me.
Well, I remember when I met Micah. Micah was a fucking freshman at UNCG, so yeah. I always knew the age gap there, but I thought you and I were closer to the same age.
Right.
But then that's I realized that I was in a younger class.
Yeah.
And you were in an advanced class.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, right. Never mind.
I feel like if I went back to college, they'd kick me out for being creepy.
They tried a couple times.
You can go there all you want. Yeah. You can do that fuck you want, dude. You can wear a cape.
I might do that shit.
And you can openly hate other races as long as you're part of like a club.
That's what I've been looking for, the opportunity to hate.
You gotta have a constitution.
You
a 72-page document.
The most hateful school I've been to in my entire life. It's like, they're so liberal, it's offensive. It's like...
Yeah, dude!
It's like they're liberal into hate. Like, they're like, this is new hate. We're doing like a... You can't tell me I can't hate because...
They're beta testing a new type
because
of hate.
Because I've been hated for so long that I now am allowed to hate, but like on a very larger scale.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
I'd imagine UNCG is the kind of place where they'd call you, a cis white male. Like, disgusting.
they're like, you conform to gender norms. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what's...
I don't even know what that means.
I'm like, yeah, what's that mean? And how can I stop it if I want to? Tell me what it is so I can see if I want to stop it or not.
If I so choose, how can I remedy this?
Yeah, I'm like, because I
you should just be like, mean? You should just be like, nah, I just smoke weed. Like, that's really it. Yeah.
I just smoke weed and don't know what you're talking about. And I get called an asshole.
I'm sorry that I can't be 100% fucking PC all the goddamn time.
But the thing is, what fucks me up is like somebody, if I'm like, what's that mean? Somebody start explaining the shit, like, let's say it's like asexual or two spirit or like something like tree bark sage or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If somebody starts explaining their point of view and I'm like, yo, I kind of get it, but this is boring, I'll just walk away. I'm like, I don't hate you. That's all you need to know. I don't hate you or care to stop what you're doing. So.
Oh, you're a sixth level tree monk. I get it. That's cool.
I'm the cliff top archer. I feel like I'm the masses. Like, I'm most of America. Like, yeah, I kind of get it, but I don't really care that much. I'm trying to get some money. You know what I'm
saying? I get it. Centaur, Cragtop, Archer. I'm on it. It's fine.
Oh, you're
fine.
A paladin? Yeah, cool.
Got it. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, let me tell you about it. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like on an MMO. Like, somebody got a class that's kind of boring. Like, I'm a warlock. I'm like, yeah, you wear cloth. Like, I don't give a fuck. You ain't shit. Like, I'm
yeah, you ain't shit. Yeah.
You ain't shit. If you wear plate, I ain't talking to you.
Yeah. I'm gonna hit you anyway. It's not going to matter.
I respect warriors and death knights. That's all I respect.
That's actually, real. What's funny is that, like, one of the things that he and I bonded over when we were in class together was Guild Wars 2.
Nice.
Which is funny because, like, the two of us sitting in that class were, like, the least nerdy looking people in the class.
Nice.
Nerdiest
ones there.
But, like, by far the nerdiest people.
What class was this?
That class was insane, dude.
It was the first time they'd ever done this class, too.
Oh, I mean, I'm talking the class we had. We had two classes.
The first one we were in was a rhetoric.
If you have two classes with the same person in college, you either, like, immediately have a bond with them, or that weird thing happened where you just didn't talk in the first 3 days, so you're just neither one. Is gonna ever
it was two different semesters.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you've got that, if you have an amount of time of seeing the same person every day, that equals two classes. You either know them super well or like
not at all.
Yeah, that class. Well, the first class we had was
rhetoric. Introduction to rhetoric.
Rhetoric. Okay.
And that teacher actually
We had the one to get the job first, right?
That was the second one. The rhetoric class was first.
I think he got fired the same semester, dude.
It might have been, actually. I don't know. But the rhetoric, like, half the people in the class hated that guy, and the other half loved him. I loved him. He actually used to send me messages on fucking Facebook about D&D, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, he was nuts. He was, like, straight up nuts. Like, he called another teacher a cunt in front of us, which was totally fucking weird.
That's
pretty awesome. He called her, not just a cunt, called her a dumpy cunt.
Dumpy.
Called her a...
That got me. I was like, yo.
Yeah, almost dumpy is worse in that situation.
Dumpy's worse.
Yeah.
It's like dumpy, all right, whatever, cunt. And, like, go back to dumpy. You know what I mean? Cunt is just pointing back to dumpy, like, you see what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you cut? Cunt? Well, yeah, but dumpy.
I'm not even, like,
dumpy.
It's,
you know, like,
it's a preface.
It's just synonymous with bitch. I'm like, it's still a bad person.
Yeah, cunt's just like...
Are you like a fat bad person?
Or like, you're out of balance. You fall a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Something like...
Dumpy.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should follow behind you with a sousaphone. And
cunt is like a word, but it's like a U-turn. So no, it's like, turn back and see what... is really going on.
I was like, cunt's just like, I wasn't even invited. I came with him, and I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah, making it crazy.
See, for me though, the word dumpy always in my mind has been this person who's like, you can't tell if they're skinny or they're fat because of the clothes they wear.
So
like the dumpy, that's what it feels like. Yeah. Like that kid who's like probably got a little bit of extra fat roll, but looks way too lean because his arms look like toothpicks. But if he moved his shirt up,
why are you talking about me?
Right next to him.
Damn, like, I'm sitting Colin. Right the fuck here.
Colin, when did you get so dumpy?
When did you get dumpy?
That's that engaged life. This bitch
we work with. Yeah, no, we
have.
You're
not very dumpy. You're only slightly dumpy.
I'm dumpling.
Dumpling.
You're dumpish.
You're dumpish.
Dumpish.
Dumpling.
Adverbs now.
Yeah. So I actually have something.
This is how words are starting.
I actually have something I want to do. I got a text message from a random number the other day, and I want either Micah or JD to read the text message out loud and my response. Which one of you wants to do this?
He's not good at reading out loud. He's not good at reading out loud.
And Micah's not good at
holding
stuff. So
I got two free hands. Both my hands are doing nothing.
Hold on. Deliberation.
Do you want to try to say it in unison?
No. Olivia. Olivia, pick it for us.
Rochambeau.
No, just let Olivia pick. This is more fun to put her on the spot.
What's up, girl?
I like Colin's idea.
Okay, fine. Fucking just pass it off.
Do something visual on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors, real quick.
All right. And he only has one hand to use, though.
Actually, you know what? Just... Micah.
No, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we'll do a running commentary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Name Redacted Rochambeau Theater. Right now we have J.D. Etheridge versus Micah Hanner.
You
one? Just one. Just one.
Just going one
just
for one.
One, right. One for one.
Right. I'm not going to look, so you can't put me up.
All right. You ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
Go on, shoot.
Rock, J.D. is looking scissors, away.
Shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
hold on. You get a technical foul? You get a technical foul?
Did
we not all see?
I said, boom, dab on your ass.
Did we not see like a oops? No one saw that. I'm just, can we pretend like no one saw it? No one saw it. No one saw what we saw. No one saw that.
Hold on. We need to establish a ruling because there's a flag on the play.
There's a flag on the play.
I dabbed one. I can't celebrate.
Just tell me it didn't happen. Tell me it didn't happen. Please someone tell me you didn't see what I saw. Just tell me that didn't exist, okay? And then I'll move on.
I actually didn't see a goddamn thing. I saw him look. I saw him.
JD threw paper sideways.
I don't care.
How do paper? I threw paper. Boom.
No.
Boom.
It was like a chop, and then he was like, oop.
Nah, dude. It was out like if your hand's open, your hand's open.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
It's not like he did this and then went.
Thumb was up.
It's not like he did this and then went.
Listen, buddy, listen to this. Your thumb's
up. I just want to talk about it.
All right, I understand. We talked about it.
He went.
Yeah, producer ruling. JD, the text in the gray box is them. The text in the blue box is me. All
right, just read the whole thing.
Just read the whole thing.
Okay.
And read it however you see fit, like inflection and everything.
They can do both.
Actually, yeah, you know what?
So JD's everything we just did.
This is what's ruining America.
Do you want to be me or do you want to be the...
One more line, so I'll be...
Nobody wants to be.
Okay, so you got to give it to Micah first.
Okay, all right. So I'm talking with this.
So you got to read it exactly how you think it should be said.
All right, including like emojis and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, motherfucker. Smiley emoji. All
right. I feel bad for asking after such an awesome text, but I totally don't have this number. Ha ha. Trying to make it smooth. I see you do. Every dude does that, huh?
Yeah.
So... Nice use of freaking
ellipses.
Yeah, right. Nice, man. Yeah. So anyway, whose number is this? Wrong number.
No, that's his.
Oh my God.
Does he not? It's like now, 2 seconds away. He forgets the whole point.
Yeah. No,
all right. So now, okay. Wrong number.
I don't know how you would read that. Like any different than what I said.
Yeah. Mike, he's just stepping all over your dick,
go
man.
Go forth unto the world and explore new lands, rescue maids and conquer your enemies. Praise the sun. That's amazing.
I saved that number in my phone, and now I think once a month I'm just going to... Yeah, I'm going to send
them... Just send them Dark Souls memes.
Yeah, I'm just going to send them random Dark Souls memes every month.
And the funny thing is, he don't even play with Dark Souls.
I don't...
You don't know that.
It's something like Blackie. Let me motherfucker crazy, man. He sent me goddamn paladin tree.
This dude is probably just trying to re-up.
I'm trying to get some... I'm trying to get an ounce, man. Go forth.
I want some pills.
I think Alex just found the new way to re-up.
I did.
Every time you get a meme, you gotta be able to decipher between what it is.
Yeah.
You know, Harry Potter means, you know, some pot. Star Wars means Solid. Like, oh, somebody's looking at my phone, I gotta send another meme. Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
let's go that.
Praise the sun. There it is.
Is that Warhammer?
No, man.
Okay, there's a sun.
It's from Dark Souls. It's from Dark
Just
Souls.
Saying, I'm a nerd in a different way.
Yo, here's the thing.
You know about is Warhammer?
That, yeah, no, man. I played the fucking MMO. I played all strategy games. I played all that shit. I played everything.
He's got me beat, and it makes me sad, actually.
I want to play the Total War Warhammer that came out.
That looks awesome.
I'm going to get that shit when I get a PC, though.
What's that? What's the deal?
It's just like a Total War game, such as Warhammer.
It's set in Warhammer universe.
Yeah, so you like, yeah. But like the thing about Warhammer games have been fucking it up is like they never mastered the scope of it because it's like a huge fucking thing.
Yeah.
But like all the games, like, maybe you can have like maybe 100 units. And I'm like, man, the real armies are like fucking... thousands and shit like
that. Yeah.
So in this new game, you can like really build up a whole fucking fortress, like a whole fucking forest, and like march through the lands and lay siege of towers and shit.
Nice.
If you're a human and you go like too far north,
yeah,
start dying or people start going crazy and shit.
Oh, that's it's fucking, that's dope
it's
as shit.
Dope as hell, man. Like it's like the chaos humans.
How's it play? Like turn based or real time?
It's like the campaign is turn based on how you want to move your army, but like the fights are like
real time.
Real time.
Okay. That's awesome.
Like, they just took the Total War, yeah, like, and Total War Rome and shit like that, and they just laid Warhammer over top of it. That's awesome. It's brilliant.
Dawn of War 3 is coming out soon. I don't know when, though. That's just coming out. That's Warhammer 40K. That's like a shit in the future, but still.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
I bought those pieces, and I black coated them.
Have you played?
Yeah.
I've never played. I want to play so bad, dude.
I was terrible. So much fun. I was terrible, so I didn't. I did it once, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it takes...
It takes a lot of time and a lot of money.
I want to know. That's why I was wondering if you played. Because if you had stuff, like, I would love to, like...
I bought a bunch of piece kits. I have a bunch of like, the kits and shit. And, like, I black-coated them so I could have a nice, like, sheen on it for, like, my base coat.
Yeah.
And then I looked at them, and I was like, yo, man, I can't paint that well.
Yeah.
And then I just had these, like, fucking black spray-painted 40K pieces, and I was like...
I mean, you can still use them technically, but like when you bring yours out and the nigga got his, like, finally, he got the fucking...
Like the toothpick and the airbrush.
And one nigga got like a missing tooth and he got like a two hairs on the brush and he got the tooth missing. Like, you're like, oh, my shit, I ain't trying to... It's embarrassing. You're not trying to go out there and fight them.
Well, like, the thing that really deterred me is I went and looked at, like, this guy, like, online on YouTube. He was like, this is how you make 40K pieces or, like, Warhammer pieces. So like, simple. But, like, you know, he was like, this is how you do it simple and make it still look good. And I was like, bullshit, man. And, like, and he was doing it and he was like, yeah, this is just one of my quick thrown together ones that's, like, not really tournament ready. And I was like, I looked at the piece and I was like, did like Da Vinci help? Like, what the fuck, you dude?
Anything that requires you working with a magnifying glass, is not fucking simple. I don't give a shit.
True.
Like, and I don't give a shit how simple you say it is. If it requires a magnifying glass,
and he put like
shit's hard.
He put like 1 point fucking shading on it.
Yeah.
Like, he put sun point shading on the fucking thing and said, yeah, not tournament.
He put a point of light on it?
Yes, he put a point of light on the shading on the fucking piece.
Yeah. People get serious.
It's nuts, dude. It's crazy.
Dude, I've seen people who, like, they just customize the maps. They go outside and get real rocks and shit. And, like, real.
I would do that because that's fun.
Okay,
but
so. Saying,
but, like, the way they do it is not like an arson. It's like, oh, this is fucking.
This is for life.
Yeah, this is for life, right? Like, it's not, y'all know, it's not 30 minutes. But, like, it's like everything is perfect. They got, like, the rocks of buildings and shit.
He's got an actual working stream.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
He managed to raise these tiny little trout that just jump in the stream. He got little pygmy bats. Like, just fucking, it's so good.
Man, people are talented, man.
So what's the point, though? How good does how well do you have to play for it to not matter if you just black covered pieces?
I mean, you got me rolling dice. I mean, like, I don't know. Okay. It's really the only thing you got control over is, like, who you put in your army.
And where they move.
And what they're wearing, and, like, their armor and shit, and, like, where they move. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can do. Like, I had a dude at work. He worked with me. He had, like, a ogre army or some shit like that. And he was going in, like, I could tell that whatever he was talking about was exciting as fuck for whoever does that shit. I could tell, like, yo, this is, you are dropping knobs on me right now.
Like,
I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
I'm getting an education.
He's like, yeah, man, I got massive blows and double swings, so whenever I hit somebody, I hit another person. And if I hit them, I hit somebody else. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. I'm like, fuck them up.
Yeah.
That's when you just go back to your old standby. I don't know. I smoke weed.
I was getting hyped because I knew the races, but I didn't know what they did. So I'm like, I was like, get him hyped about different shit. I'm like, so what about Dark Elves? He's like, oh, shit. Oh, man, Dark Elves. Motherfucker kill you in one hit. And I'm like, oh, what they do? He's like, it's fucking, they got this dice and they roll it and they fuck up, they can roll it again. They fuck up, they can roll it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, man.
Okay, dude.
He's like, and everything's poison, so if they hit you one time, you die immediately in like three turns. I'm like,
Chaos Wolves, man.
Yeah.
Chaos
like,
Wolves.
Yeah, he's like, man, moves be crazy. I'm like, man, this is, I can say anything, he just go off on, but I'm like, I have no idea what you're doing.
So tell me about the Elder Druid. Oh, the Elder Druid, man.
That shit's so goddamn broken. 6.9 stupid.
Just start making shit up, and he's still just like rolling with it. I just said words that weren't.
Tell me about the Puerto Ricans. Oh man, they'll still cry. The fucking, they'll stab you in the night, dude. Holy shit. They steal Warhammer pieces. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
I want to meet a dude from like South LA that's like really, really like gangland Latino that's just like, yeah, I love Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
Dude.
I want to meet that
I have
guy.
Met some of the hoodest people on the earth, and then you say
Naruto?
You say Dragon Ball, you say Dragon Ball Z or Naruto.
Niggas fucking Naruto.
Man, motherfucking Rasengan, nigga, like motherfucking Chidori, like, they like it's a, they identify hard as fuck with the fight scenes, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? But like, I performed at a Comic-Con and it was in Winston. And like, I saw so many black people. I won't say like too many black people, but like,
And you didn't want to count them. They want to be counted
more than you would have expected to.
I saw a surprising amount of black people.
Almost an uncomfortable amount. But it's at the brim. It's at the brim.
No, it was one black dude. He made me uncomfortable because he was like, you could tell he was there to pick up girls. Like, he had on like, he was dressed hot for his age. Like, he was had an Abercrombie Fitch shirt. And like, he was like a little thin black dude, but he had like, he was starting to get a chest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he was like 17, 18.
No more bird
like,
chest.
Yeah, he was like walking around like some tight jeans and like some, I don't know, some fuck ass shoes or whatever. But like, I was uncomfortable around him because I was like, yo, this dude's just like creeping me out. He was like trying to fuck everybody. But that fun ass time.
Yeah.
You performed at the anime convention.
Yeah, it was a fight room, dude. Just all the Naruto games, Dragon Ball Z games,
see,
everything.
This is actually funny because like, I talked to one of my buddies about this a while ago. Because he mentioned to me like, that like, he and all of his other black friends just like love anime. And he sent me this meme and he was like, I feel like this just kind of explains exactly how like black culture looks at anime. And this was, and it was the funniest fucking thing because it was these two black dudes just like rolling, laughing, pointing, and it said, this nigga thinks that Naruto can beat up Goku. And that was the whole I saw that and I was like, so wait, is that for real? He was like, yeah, every one of my friends thinks that this is the funniest goddamn meme on the planet.
Yeah, for sure.
I had no idea.
I don't believe anyone can beat Goku.
That's a video I want to link to y'all. I'm going to link to y'all when I get home or whatever, but it's a video talk about when people take anime too seriously.
Oh, the fight video?
It's like these black kids, but they're doing moves from all these animes in like a fight. And like you can, it's like you can tell because like one nigga's beating him up, and his friend is like, "Bro, it's not working." You gotta like, he's like, "Perfect counter." I'm like, "Nigga, you didn't do anything." He's like, "Fucking raise your hand up." But like, it's a whole like 15 minute fight.
Dude, when he said, "Lend me your power," I was like,
"Bruh!" And like they were doing all like the camera shots and everything from the animes, like random nigga son, other random nigga son. Like,
hilarious. Have you not seen that Nigato video?
What?
Yeah, it's this dude dressed up like Naruto running around school doing like flips and shit, running on the wall. It's funny as fuck.
Yo, I remember kids who were like trying to fight like that in school.
Yeah.
Legit.
He was running with his hands behind his back.
Of course. You had to do the ninja run. You got to do the ninja run.
Yeah. So there's two things. One, Sarah just sent me this amazing little picture, and I'll send it to the producer and we'll to Olivia and we'll get it posted up for you guys. It's pretty fucking funny. It's Batman and Vegeta standing there talking to each other, and Batman says, "Well, you drag that kid show along. I have 8 motion pictures." And Vegeta says, "Well, my power level." And then Batman goes, "Shut up and get that cum out of your hair." And like. But this kind of reminded me
they
of
never
something.
Talk about that, the gel. Really discussed that. It's kind of like hidden.
But this actually reminded me of something. I saw like this this thing on Facebook the other day that was like it gave you had 2,000 points to spend, and it gave you all these heroes, and it gave you their point values, and like you had like 500 points for like the Ninja Turtles, and like 100 points for Batman, and like 1500 points for Superman, and 1500 for Goku, and 200 for Charizard, and all this shit. And like there this huge discussion broke out over who was more powerful, Goku or Superman.
Superman.
And yeah, like period. Goku. But the thing that made me laugh, I was like, wait, can I just choose 20 Batmans? Because if I can just choose 20 Batmans,
game over.
It's game over. Because one Batman beats Superman, so
it's kind of like that Civil War. You seen Civil War yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like having like 20 of those sleeper agents. Was hold like on, Frost.
Did you think none of them had seen Civil War yet? I'm literally asking. I was like, hold on, did it come out the other day? No, it's been out for like a month and a half.
So I'm gonna go ahead and keep talking, ruin it for somebody who might not have seen it.
She hasn't seen it.
Can you see what Micah does though? Micah's whole purpose of being around
me. Tell me the purpose.
He's just my physical depression. He's just there to like when I'm talking, be like, "Fuck you, JD." I get flabbergasted. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shakes me up, and I'm like, I gotta get back to my shit. But everybody's like, "You guys confident now?"
No, do you not see what happened? I brought them a lot of joy with the joke, and then it sent you to a world. They're having fun with it too. It's me and you.
It's me and you. My depression thinks it's doing a good job. It's like, bro, I'm giving you jokes.
I'm good cop.
You know how many times we spend
Good a cop. Yeah.
Remember all that shit we did together? Yeah. It's awesome, bro. All the pills you took? That's crazy.
I had a follow up, and I don't even want to touch on it now.
Oh, God.
It came full circle. Though?
Talk about it.
That's what I was talking about. Tony Batman's dope as shit. Nigga dressed up in regular ass clothes, that infiltrate shit, fuck niggas up.
That is dope. You know what but honestly, what do you think about the Goku Superman thing? I mean,
yeah,
not to be like, alright, I know
I'm biased. My roots, nigga. I'm gonna say Goku. I don't give a goddamn. Right. I don't care what anybody. So I don't care no charts you got. I don't care about no math. I don't care about nothing. Goku.
If he's got at least 3 sensor beans, it's over.
He'll wear Superman down at some point. At some point, Superman's arm will get tired. I'm like, God, I can't punch this dude. Yeah. And he keep getting up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, Goku, man. Goku.
If he has a halo, it's done.
Are we talking like Goku when he got his tail back and could go to Super Saiyan level 4?
I'm talking Goku at his strongest point. We're not talking GT and none like that.
No. I guess not.
The new one, like Dragon Ball Z. Oh, sorry. Dragon Ball Z Super. I keep forgetting. I got to do a set. But like the Dragon Ball Z Super is canon. The GT one wasn't canon.
Right.
So I can't even like really. It gave me the like. I can't even really go off of that. But like I'm saying, I've seen like fan art of like what Super Saiyan 10 would look like. I'm like, yo, if there's anything you can reach past Super Saiyan 4 or 3 or whatever to that point, Goku could reach it. So Super Saiyan 10 Goku versus Superman, fuck Superman.
I think Goku and Superman would be a good fight. Broly would knock Superman's dick in the dirt.
Still no.
No, Broly's never really been killed. If we think about it, no. He's alive right now.
Like, right now.
If we think about it,
I saw him on First Street earlier, walking
like
around.
Still no. Like it's still no.
Why?
You know he gathers the power of every human being on Earth. You get that part, right?
All right,
the harness the energy of the entire Earth.
You realize that Superman can fly so fast that he spins the world backward and goes back in time.
That's not. No, he didn't spin the world backwards.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He rips through the time space continuum. Done.
On Superman, like,
that's not a good offensive move.
Really, well, then there you go.
That is a show. If we're going show to show,
and you got to think about
show to show. Yeah, I'm going show to show.
You got show, comic books, movies.
I don't want to go movie to movie. Movie to movie. Superman's going to beat the shit out of that piece of shit Goku they made.
A white dude played Goku and he used a flashlight to fuck up the enemy at the end. That's what he did.
I think the best gauge is start looking at a blow by blow, right? Like, how many people has it taken to beat Superman? Could the collective human race beat Superman? Because
he's drawing the power of Batman. Like, he's drawing the power of all these other niggas.
Well, but it's still a separate universe. So are we assuming that he gets to draw the power?
Yo,
of the other
if
people?
Superman pulls up to Namek, I swear to God, he's getting his shit put in. Goten on this nigga. I swear to God.
Give Goku 6 strong power up episodes, nigga, and we gotta fight.
Yeah.
Six strong ones though. Like he's I need the universe energy.
We're not even talk about if he's with Vegeta. You know what I mean? Like, we got levels to this shit. Like,
nah.
Do you think Gogeta could beat Superman?
Nah.
Like, just.
I don't know what they're doing now.
Like, they might be able to beat Henry Cavill's Sat Boy.
This is somewhat of a race argument.
What the fuck?
It's like, black people have an allegiance to Dragon Ball Z. Y'all don't understand. Like, we got
to. I gotta say Goku no matter what.
I got to. It's an allegiance.
If that fucking movie was Superman, I gotta be like, yo, Goku, my nigga. Yeah. I've been, like, watching this shit religiously.
Do y'all think white people didn't watch Toonami?
I mean,
y'all did, but it didn't hit you like that. It didn't hit you. You know what I mean?
Nah, but. And at the same time, I mean, Superman.
I watched Outlaw Star.
Gundam, we watched Zoids. Cowboy Bebop. See, we watched Samurai Champloo.
I love Samurai Champloo.
like 12 times all the way through the series.
It's anachronistic. Shit. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
See, I'd rather go for like what Samurai would be. Like Samurai Jack versus like.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Samurai Jack. Wait, we're not mentioning Samurai Jack at all?
Do you remember the episode when it was like light and dark and he mastered the devil?
He beat the devil for that shit?
Sorry, got distracted by Gavin walking in the room with a cork in his mouth and some wine.
I'm telling you, Rurouni Kenshin over everybody.
I've seen all of it.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Okay, I was unaware that like
is the god.
I was unaware that Jack like beat the devil.
Wait, are you kidding me?
That is not
serious.
He was about to kill Aku like 8 times.
Everybody thinks I have a goddamn Aku tattoo.
Yeah. It does kind of look like
no, that's the Grand Galactic Inquisitor.
If I glance, I'm like, yo, that's like a dope tattoo.
Hey, yo, low-key, just thinking about it, I'm like, I need to get an Aku tattoo.
Yeah, for real. No, but it was an episode where Samurai Jack had to fight Shinobi, who was like the master of darkness.
That means ninja.
And like, Shinobi was fucking up Samurai Jack for like 20 minutes. Samurai Jack did some thing where he was like, started meditating. Like, you know, like Tony Jaa off of Ambach 3.
Okay, so if he starts meditating, just out of curiosity, at what point in time does a good fighter not look at you meditating and go, okay, just cut his head off?
No, this wasn't in the fight. This was like, Samurai Jack was like, okay, I gotta regroup my shit. I'm used to winning. Let me go meditate, come back. He turned his clothes inside out and came back as like the white ninja or whatever. And they were fighting this old builder and like, it was like sun poking through. And everything, and like Samurai Jack would hide in the light, Shinobi would hide in the dark. But you would watch them fight throughout the whole building. That shit was dope as fuck.
Can we just have a segment where JD comes over and describes cartoon episodes?
Oh my god, this is almost as good as when we wanted my roommate Taylor to get drunk and describe movie plots to us.
Yeah,
Samurai Jack's an honorable mention no matter what. I got to put in my top three at least. I mean, he fought an army of robot bugs. First episode.
He's
a strong pilot.
No, Samurai. He's wearing flip flops.
Hey, Jack, you fight 100 robot cockroaches?
And it's really like 100,000. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Your clothes won't
wasn't
come
Phil
off.
Lamar no,
yeah.
the voice?
Phil Lamar.
That's awesome.
Black guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. That's awesome. I forgot that was Phil Lamar.
Bought in the room.
Yeah, it was. No, that was fantastic. I actually was. Really
I actually didn't. I didn't get down on that show. It wasn't my favorite.
He's wearing flip flops.
I enjoyed the show.
He's wearing wooden shoes the whole time, fucking people up.
Tick tock.
Every episode, if you're like an adult, you're like, yo, this dude's gotta die, and he never dies because he's that fucking good.
Sword in the ponytail.
I would.
I was gonna say, how did you?
I would.
Kitchen, yeah, I mean,
Mugen.
The Manslayer, yeah.
Mugen. Mugen is so dope.
He's breakdancing.
Yeah.
He's breakdancing.
Yeah. I
he's
like.
He's fucking just perfect.
Like, actually, dude, also the dude at the, like in the very first couple episodes, like that super old man that almost kills Gene in like the third episode.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, never mind, my employer's dead. Bye. I want to see that guy come back in his own series. Because that guy was brutal as
fuck.
Remember
he had to fight the blind girl with a spear?
Yeah.
He was fighting her in the rain or whatever.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
The episode of the Boondocks.
Oh, yeah.
With the blind nigga samurai.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Boondocks got some good ass fight scenes.
Yeah.
You're like thinking about it.
Hell yeah.
It's clear that dude was raised on anime.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Well, I don't think he was raised on anime. I think he was more raised on, like, old samurai and ninja films. And then adapted that style for a generation that appreciated that anime style.
You can totally tell he grew up watching Lone Wolf and Cub.
That's another one of those shows where like you can see the influence of like that nerd culture really fucking come out real strong, and I love it. I think it's super cool. Granddad accidentally killed a blind guy. So fuck it.
It happens.
Stink.
Great punchline.
Stink meaner.
Yeah.
Colonel Stink meaner. His ghost comes back all the time.
He'll come back to avenge him.
Yeah, and then they, like, his ghost, possesses...
Granddad.
No, it possesses the black dude. He's like half black or something like that.
No, neighbor, the lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer, Tom.
Yeah. Whose wife is cheating on him with Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I love that show. God, that show is amazing.
But didn't someone else start running it or whatever? It got kind of weird towards the end.
I don't know. I stopped watching a while back.
Episodes got banned and shit like that. Like, it's, I don't know what happened to it.
My favorite episode is when Martin Luther King came back.
Oh yeah,
that was good. That speech at the end. I was like, yo, am I supposed to laugh or just like, should I do something now? Like, why not?
Like, it made like get up. It doesn't matter who you are. Watching the end of that episode, you're just like,
I like when he opens that restaurant. Everybody gets the itis. That shit is fucking.
Oh my god,
shit.
The Luther.
Yeah, the Luther.
Named after the late Luther Vandross. Because if he was still alive, he would have invented this.
Yeah.
You seen the one where he starts off? It's like How to Catch a Predator. And then like, then the dude comes in. It's like, yeah, man, we caught you. He was like, no, I got you, man. he's like, what you talking about? No, man, I like you, Chris Handsome. He's like, he called Chris Handsome. He's like, what are you talking about? Nah, he pretty much getting out of. We can do this the easy way. You do it the hard way. Either way, I'm getting them booty cheeks. Either way, and then they start the episode off. Then, like, Tom goes to prison where everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
And, like, some dude, like, to get his butt cheeks.
Nice.
Riley and Huey's conversation about what makes a girl a hoe.
Yeah.
I'm still paying.
Yeah.
That love that episode.
Yeah. God, dude, there are a lot of great moments in that show.
I need to go back and like just watch all the shit from like 2006 on.
Netflix. Yeah. Dude, Adult Swim hit a beautiful stride right around like 2004, 2005.
Yeah. Was that Cowboy Bebop? That was
before that. Yeah, but like Adult Swim hit a really nice
Harvey
stride.
Harvey Birdman.
That was like 2000.
Yeah, Harvey Birdman.
I didn't appreciate that show until way too late.
Dude, I
every time it came on, I was like, this is stupid as hell.
See, like this, they can attest to this. Every time we talk about this, I say I believe Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law is the most underrated show on TV.
I think I was like, dude, take the suit off. What are you doing? Yo, I was just judging it as a kid. I was like, fuck this.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, do you watch Squidbillies?
Yeah. Hell yes.
I started fucking with that show. And I was like, this shit's kind of gross, but I was like, nah, yeah. It's funny.
I couldn't even do Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I was so judgmental.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is funny as shit.
Yeah, that was.
Chris, I mean, I've watched it and laughed. I've watched it and laughed though.
Chris, what were you gonna say about Harvey Birdman?
Oh, I was gonna say that Adult Swim just seems like they're constantly like 2 years ahead of the curve on stuff.
Yo, they got a show now where it's just like somebody like it's a fish tank.
Ah, Fish yeah. Center Live.
Fish Center Live. Yeah, shit man. Behind the yes. I'm like, yo, why is this the best goddamn? It costs $5 to make.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm like, yo,
you bet on the fish.
I'm like, yo,
Yo, I have an app on my watch that's just the Fish Center scores. Yo,
we should do a fantasy fucking Fish Center League.
Oh my god, yes.
The fish that was white, wasn't he? The dude pissed that show was white, right?
I would just assume.
I was so scared. I was like, yo, that's why I like white people, because only a white dude would be like, nah. He would be like, I'm talking to Mike. I'm like, nah, nigga, I got this idea. It's a steel shot on a fish for about 15 minutes. And we just bantering. He's like, we got a script. Nah, improv. Improv the whole thing. He's like, be confident, eye contact with the dude. We get the money. And they got the fucking money. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I fucking do. The show Animals on HBO Go?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that yet.
It's just two drawings of animals who are just doing shit. It's like smoking weed and like having sex and like, you know, sometimes somebody gets cancer and dies. It gets real.
Yeah.
And then bring it back because like they're flies. So like everything happens like one day. It's like it ends.
Yeah.
It's just simple shit like that is hilarious.
What's crazy about that other show though is like the fish thing. It's like they know how dumb it is, but they'll get so into it, and then finally they'll just break out of it. They'll be like, yeah, it's because of the shaping. Get to the bottle way faster than the other guys. Yeah. But it seems like he has trouble with his TV over there, and then someone will be like,
what are some of the names?
He is a
Chris?
Dumb fucking fish. So it's like, and then they keep it real. It's funny.
Yeah, man.
Was it? There's Green Bird.
Yeah.
There's Hamburger. Hamburger's the eel.
There's one that I love. I'll just look it up. Keep talking.
Like, someone throw a bottle in there. Mimosa. Yeah, let's put a bottle. See what they feel about the bottle.
There's one that's got like a two word name.
Yeah, it's my favorite one, and it makes me fucking laugh every time because like Chris always talks about this one.
The other
fucking
thing
fish.
That's brilliant about it though is the fact that they like when they had a fish that got taken out of the tank for like unnecessary roughness, and they replaced it. And
Long Donovan.
Long Donovan.
Long Donovan.
Yeah.
That is my dude.
Yeah.
That was a name that was audience voted for.
Okay.
So you could just go onto their website, put in Flump. Any name you wanted to,
Flump.
And then that's the one that got the most votes out of everybody's suggestions.
Yeah. Mammoth, Sir Squirt, yeah. Greenbird,
Flump. So they do stuff
Flump.
Like that, and you can call in and just like.
Dude, I've called into the voicemail thing and I've just been so high. I'm like, is this real? Is this really a thing? And then I'll hear them. I've never heard mine, but they play people's voicemails. You know what I mean?
So what they do is the show airs. I know way too much about this.
Junior League.
The show airs at 4 p.m. on the website. And it's on at 4 a.m. on the TV channel.
Yeah.
So if all the call ins are at 4 p.m.
This one's my favorite, though. There's a fish called Yo How, look at that thing.
Look at that tang.
Oh, it is tang.
Look at that tang.
My favorite, like.
Yo How, look at that tang.
Is it blue
tang? I don't know. I have no idea.
The really, look at that tang. The really esoteric shit that Adult Swim is doing right now, like unedited footage of a bear.
Yes! And too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
The fake fucking. So
the infomercials?
The fake infomercials, like.
Have you guys seen any of that stuff?
They're turning this shit.
Some of it. Viral.
Yeah.
I got my dad real.
I think I talked to somebody who like knew the dude who did that or some shit like that.
Yeah, actually, who was it? Adam Cohen.
Adam
I think. Yeah, yeah. He knows the dude that like.
Comic out of Raleigh. He was like, I know the guy who like did the Too Many Cooks thing.
I got my dad real. It was real high and made him watch Too Many Cooks. I've never seen that man laugh so hard.
He's
so confused.
Here's the thing about Too Many Cooks. It took one day to shoot and it took a year and a half of post production.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's all
so complicated. Post production.
It's all cop, dude. That's just it's all dudes. Cuts. That's like five dudes standing in front of a green screen.
It's all cuts.
You're right.
Yeah.
They really just shoved 100 people into a room and then cut it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I did rewind the hand bra part about 6 times.
Hand bra.
Oh. She had a nice rack.
Okay. Nice. Well, inside, I guess we'll get on the podcast.
You wonder if she had a nice rack.
Colin is the man who, while we have recorded, has just gone through like.
I stay low key on the porn subreddits. Yeah, he's like, just, always
just on Reddit, just looking at tits.
Porn subreddits,
dude. Yeah, I have a
who's talking about it? Who's we're not enjoying this thing? We're just like, no, we gotta discuss.
It's not a discussion.
It's not
discussion,
no, it's just like pictures, stuff, like good stuff.
I have a multi.
It's on it now. It's just
been on it.
It's just dudes hanging out, man. Come on.
Been on it. Been on it. Been on it.
It's just pussy talking, man.
Been on it. No one really converses. It's just like, the only conversation is like source.
That's every time.
And they'll post it. It's like, come on, dude.
Salsa.
Yeah.
No, I stay low key on that like all the time. I have an entire multi Reddit called Fat. There's like, there's 25 subreddits on there.
What's your favorite one?
I'm a fan of Busty Petite.
Okay.
And I might reveal a little bit too much about myself here, but Butts and Bare Feet. That's okay. Another good one.
Hey, shouts out to Huge Dicks, Tiny Chicks. You guys are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, that's kind of how I. Yeah.
Do I have like a go to site?
XNXX.
XNXX is too much for me. Every time I go there, I'm like, yo, I got Pornhub. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, Pornhub got what I need. XNXX is like, I'm trying to like branch out.
Yeah.
Backroom casting couch, though. That'd probably be.
The best is just to play XNXX roulette. And just you go to the tags page and you close your eyes and just click on something.
Nah.
See, I spent a lot of time on 4chan back in the early 2000s.
You don't need to roll the dice with porn. There's too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Too much out there.
Sounding.
Oh,
that's it. That's the only reason you ever need to not hit random.
I was on WTF one time. What the fuck subreddit, and it was a sounding gone wrong.
Sounding.
Oh god, we get to educate JD on this. Sounding is when you take a metal rod and you stick it in your penis.
In your urethra.
Lord. Yo, I don't believe in God, but in that moment I was like, God help me. Give me the strength I need, Lord.
So,
amen.
So what,
hallelujah.
What dudes are doing this? Like somebody's like, so you go to a shop and you're like, yo, I want that sounding.
You want some sounding rods.
Officially.
And another dude's like, yeah, I got it.
Probably says it just like that.
I don't know how they did it in the pre-Amazon landscape.
Wow.
But I mean,
wow. Nah, cause you got that dude. You always got that dude. Just
wow.
Like,
You might know somebody who knows that dude, but like I don't always.
How long do you have to work in the sex industry before you're just like, whatever?
I cannot Everybody's get over fucked this up. In my mind.
As long as it's not kids or animals.
Dude, Micah just like is having the worst time now.
but you think about what's really going on.
Yeah, it's like what happened.
Yeah.
Was that an accident? And then somebody was like, oh.
But it's like
my whole thing is a human being woke up was like, I'm gonna do something unnecessary, optional, painful, and weird today.
You know what's even scarier?
Suicide.
They didn't used to use metal. They used to use glass.
You trust somebody with some glass? Yo, no.
Do they do it to themselves?
Yeah.
Are they hard?
Yeah.
I love the questionnaire. Do they do this to themselves? Are they hard? Is it, like, how long
how
is the rod?
Are you
how
high right now? How, do you ever get nervous?
Like, how deep? Like, how thick is it? Okay, like, what's the temperature? Like, I just see this,
I
like,
also spend a lot of
questions.
See, that's the other side of white people. Like, the first...
Yeah, be honest. Have you ever seen a black dude do it?
I feel like the...
Be real.
The best of white people is shit like that fish tank show. And motherfucking... You know, remember that show? It was on Spike TV. It was like a Japanese game show, but some white dudes just did the voice acting.
MXC.
Most Extreme Challenge.
Yeah, Most Extreme Challenge.
That shit...
Is amazing.
MXC,
well, to be fair, that was Asian... And then it was white.
Yeah, I mean, but I got it white. I got it, like, but I absorbed it.
You got it
the
with comedy, you
got the comedy time. Element of it was all the white dudes,
because
they were
no, because out. They did the same, that was the same thing they were doing in Japan. They just did different weird commentary.
Saying, I'm saying the idea to, like, nah, I'm just going to voice it over. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like, we're going to talk behind the fish tank, just going to voice it over, dude. It'll work.
And so, and the, you mean, and the worst thing about white people is the weird sex. Yeah, like, weird sex shit.
Like, scarring, or whatever that is.
Scarification.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the best... Stop.
He's got a scarification.
Come on. Yeah. See? Come on, Alex.
Whoa.
Wait, what's that? What do you want, man?
Actually, originally been a white people thing.
Yeah, totally an African thing.
I didn't hear about it until I saw white people doing it and telling me about it. I was like,
yeah, but I don't relate to white people or Africans. That didn't make me go, but no, African people did that. I'm like, cool, not in Africa.
But my whole
you want to talk about co-opting culture?
Yeah.
Why not just get a tattoo?
There's a story behind that, actually.
See? Are you, front end, fish tank TV show, back end.
Scarification.
That's it.
Can that be the name of the episode?
Yeah, that's what I was about
Sounding?
To say. No, just...
Sounding with JD and Micah. Write it down. Write it down.
You got a price, though, that you do it?
No.
$10 million.
No, the shit.
Yes.
The thing is,
what's up with your dick afterwards?
My whole thing is,
with your dick?
I'm assuming a lot of trauma.
What does it do for? It just a rod.
I don't know what the fuck it does.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe because like, I've never done it.
It gets you a lot of money.
You can't put nothing in my body and not tell me what it's for or what's happening. You see what I'm saying? Like,
would you do it for $10 million and a residency at the Comedy Store?
What? But no. See, no, that's my question. See, this is it. No, everybody's talking around me. What does it do? Once
it hurts.
Apparently, it gets people off.
But not me, though. You see, what I'm
you don't know. I know that. You don't know.
Dude with the metal penis.
Have you ever had a finger in your butt? Have you ever had a finger in your butt? Because you don't know until you try.
Don't even ask him about that.
Oh, let's go down this fucking rabbit hole.
Core thing.
See,
can't handle stuff like that.
See how he is? He's just like, I'm depressed. I'm just fucking right here. I'm always right here. See,
he's just trying to get you to better yourself, man.
I haven't even said anything
in
a while.
He's not.
I just want to be a part of your conversation, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, talking about things that I'm writing down.
Okay.
Didn't we talk about Colin getting blowjobs tattooed on his knuckles?
We did. That's on record on the podcast.
Was I here?
Yes, you said I will get blowjobs written or tattooed on my knuckles.
How drunk was I?
You won't.
I don't think you
are. Pre-sober.
Colin, what was your alcohol to regular alcohol intake that day? I don't know. I don't know what like how much bloodstream you had in your alcohol stream. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't drink as much as I used to.
I know, but like there's residual effects, man.
Do you work Monday nights, don't you?
Yeah. Which is why I've never come out to the shows.
I was about to it's say, so you guys gonna see Colin at the hoops open mic.
That's why that's the one mic a week I do, because that's all I have time to do. No, it's funny. What's her name? Haley Boyle. She totally called me out last week. She was like, "You're the baby comic who doesn't want to do baby comic stuff." And I'm like, "What?" She was like, "You do one mic a week." And I was like, "But yeah, you're right.
Baby comic.
I just took it.
It takes that with some people. Some people are like, baby comic. Get out. Right? You're like, no, get out. And somebody's like, all right, okay.
They just wear you down.
And I was saying, well, I was like, man, why I don't want to leave Greensboro. I mean, it's gas. I don't like gas and all that shit. He's like, no, get the fuck out. Just do some other shit. And I'm like, all right.
I still haven't done a bit, like, actually, I don't remember who we were talking to about this, but, like, I mentioned how, like, I don't feel like my level of humor is the proper type of humor for stand-up, and somebody, I think it might have been Reed, was like, just from my interactions with you, you're a funny dude anyway, I think you'd at least be semi-funny on stage,
yeah.
But, like...
Semi-funny.
But, like, that's the thing, is all of my comedy is reactionary.
There's
like,
a fine all of line.
It. Nah, just because you haven't... tried to do it the other way, you know what I mean? If you did, then you'd like start realizing like, okay, maybe you can't do it at all. You can do it a little bit, and then you just work on that little bit. Well, and then you add another little bit to that little bit.
Yeah,
I have a legitimate.
I was gonna ask these guys too. It seems like my opinion is that there's two types of people, two types of personality types almost, and there's people who, at least in my opinion, you can look at it and be like, okay, they have a mind for comedy. Or they don't have a mind for comedy.
Sure.
And it's not about them being funny. It's not about... It's just the outlook on life, kind
of. Another thing, too, it's like you also got to think what else is going on. There's a lot of people that are doing it that don't have a mind for comedy, but still get laughs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just don't have it. They just figure out by repetition. So it's like even if you have an inkling that you might even kind of want to try it, For sure, try it. Because
I have a list of possible like bits in my phone.
Yeah, that's already more than a lot of people.
But I'm saying,
I don't even write shit down.
You'll find that list is short as hell when we start doing.
Oh, dude,
yeah. You get obsessed with the list.
I've got one. All my jokes are done. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been writing for years.
I've got one that I know works. Yeah. Only one. He knows it works because he's been around while I developed it.
Yeah.
It was funny. The first time I ever got up. I did my bits and I was like waiting for the light and I was like, that was 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Like I still have time to fill. Yeah. It's fucking terrifying. But the more I've done it,
it's easy.
You get like last week that I did it with Reed, but the week before that light came like that to me. I was like, holy shit, that was the fastest 4 minutes I've ever done.
Finding you ran out of time. Like, I didn't get to that joke I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, okay, I'm in this shit now.
Yeah. You should get a rhythm.
I've started to realize that all of the way that I'm thinking about my comedy for a stand-up bit is like everything but one thing is just like real life shit that's happened. Mm-hmm. Like everything almost
that's not bad.
But to like to me specifically, essentially. Like, and it's just it's weird because like I have a Kevin Bacon joke, and that's like the one thing that's not an actual like.
You don't know Kevin Bacon?
I love Kevin Bacon.
But you don't know him? I know K Bake.
You know Kay Bakes?
Yeah.
What does he like on his sandwiches?
Bacon? Did I fuck that up? Was I supposed to say something more creative?
You were supposed to say
something. I'm in a corner.
You were supposed to call it back to mortadella.
Yeah.
And mozzarella.
Fat back. Like, he likes prosciutto. Yeah. That would have been.
I keep thinking about Kevin Bacon.
That's the best Kevin Bacon.
That's the best one. That's the one I remember. Not
Hollow Man, where you can see his invisible blood sausage hanging around, like Tremors Kevin Bacon.
I love Tremors Kevin Bacon.
Am I thinking about the right dude? Footloose.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like,
I will put y'all white dudes in a fucking category. One of y'all is Kevin Bacon right now.
Kevin Bacon.
That's what I meant when you don't know Kevin Bacon. He's right here.
We watched a little video the other day of porn stars reading bad Tinder conversations.
Tight.
And one of them was this dude screaming at this chick, and the very last thing he sends to her says, "Bitch, black people think that I look like Ashton Kutcher." Dude, that was the last thing he sent, and I was just
I mean, he should have opened with that.
Yeah, right.
First off, white people think I'm Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
So I mean,
black people think all white people look like Ashton Kutcher.
Nah, not all y'all.
Y'all got some different flavors.
What are some of the flavors?
Everybody at this table, who do we look
do it.
I just put you in the category of like, do I think I can talk to him or do I think I cannot talk to him?
It's like the lead, the best friend, the guy they made fun of. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
it's all a different template. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know.
I get it.
Which one of us would die first in a horror movie?
I love Micah turned to Chris immediately. Micah turned to Chris immediately.
Look you up and down. To be honest, one of y'all is doing it. I feel like one of y'all is starting the ruckus.
It's a dude with the champagne bottle. He's just like, yeah, people with the broken bottle.
He's setting up traps for us to walk into. We're not gonna be around to see. So I mean, what do you mean? Good luck.
All right, which one of y'all goes first?
I mean.
I think they are allowed to decide,
right?
I have a theory.
What?
No, I don't want to say it.
Oh, God.
My whole thing is like, if somebody already got killed, I'm making it to the end. I know that somebody's out there.
And what are we talking about?
If you're a spirit or
a regular person? Spirit's a different thing.
Yeah, spirit or person.
No, we're talking straight up killer.
A killer? Okay, and my thing is, I would be shitty. Like, if we're in a house setting,
you're at the prom.
See, all right, I'm going to be shitty in that situation because I'm going to share. I'm like, all right, there's a killer loose. I'm going to put my bat at this corner and get ready to rock. Okay? I'm not looking. I'm not searching. I'm not escaping. I'm waiting until
my theory.
That's the biggest mistake is like you go looking for a way
stay
out.
In a fucking room.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, corner. Back to the corner. Like, you can't take all of us. He can't kill everybody.
And if he is
unless he's coming through the walls.
He got a gun.
That's what I'm saying. Then we're dealing with some type of spirit.
My theory is that this might, like, all right, JD dies first because Mike is mixed.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm funny.
I have that laugh. You hear that hollow laugh? I want you to have the ability to use both your hands. That's what I want. That's what I want for you. I want you to live a life where you ain't having to hold a mic. That's what I want for you.
Are you gonna?
I want better for you.
I see you, bro.
I care about you.
So are you telling him that you want him to be a lapel mic comic?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'll get you a lob.
Like, yo, on some real shit, I see myself in about 10 years, lost a bunch of weight, black t-shirt, lapel. I'm doing auditoriums. I'm doing colleges.
You think so?
Yeah.
As what a fucking inspirational piece?
Lapel comic. I mean, oh, like, yeah, Ricky Gervais did lapel comic. I mean, shoot, fuck
you. I can absolutely see you doing lapel comic.
I love that dude.
I would love to see you, so I can roast you about you doing a lapel.
If I'm doing that shit, I'm making millions, so fuck you. I mean, what's up?
I'm like, you can't hold a mic? You're too good to hold a mic. Remember when you did that podcast? Did it wear you out?
Look, JD, you think he's big shit because he got a lapel mic now. Oh, he got a lob, everybody.
All the time I'm gonna be watching the show like, can't hear you. Someone check the lapel. Hook up a double lapel, dude. Can't hear the guy.
Can he get a lob and a headset? A lob and a headset.
Now, if we doing who dies first at this table or just out of like the group?
I mean, who dies first at this table?
At this table is Chris, man.
Chris goes that? First?
You tripping on something.
Cause he's
you look like you're tripping on something. You're tripping on something. I don't know what it was. I don't want you to trip.
We're like, no, Chris.
Okay. I said, no, Chris. I said, no.
No.
I did my hand like this. Chris. I did my hand backwards.
Chris.
And I was like, Chris. I was like, Chris.
We have a theory.
You're not slowing us down.
And our theory is that in a zombie apocalypse or any apocalypse situation, really, we have to kill Chris first because if anyone says anything funny, we're all dead. Because his laugh will attract anything from anywhere.
I'm 50-50 though. I'm 50-50 because
he is very he's useful. But thing. How much is the use? Because you can be as useful as you want.
I'm not
but if
gonna,
you get the whole group killed,
in no way am I going to survive the zombie apocalypse. But I will get a few years into it.
Listen, somebody give me. Are we doing killer zombies? What are we doing? Where we at?
I think
we're just purposes killer to zombies now.
For this purposes of this exercise, it is a human killer.
Okay.
In a prom.
Method of killing is he's an improvised killer.
He's one of those dudes.
He uses whatever he has.
So choke a teenager with a cordless phone.
He's fist tanking people.
Yeah.
He's fist tanking dudes.
He's fist tanking dudes.
Just carrying some
last
people.
Last swirly ever.
So you grab a bath. Sit down with your back to a wall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What's up?
So, okay.
I'm 6'1".
So, listen to a podcast.
Hold on. Last thing we're going to do is, before we wrap it up, let's deliberate what's the order we die.
All right, my
whole thing is...
Because I think everyone at this table dies and somebody else lives.
Are we thinking movie?
You gotta,
yeah, movie.
Like a real situation.
Can we talk Can we talk about the mental state of JD? I feel like if it comes...
see what he's doing?
I can't talk. I think if it comes to a head...
My mental state.
If it comes to a head and we're really in this type of situation, he's going to go off the dimp and he's not going to value his life the way we will. You know what I mean? So, from that moment, he's going to be
with us. Is he
going to
fall on the sword for us?
A series of events.
That should be dying, but he's not dying. Like, I'm fighting the killer like 3 times.
Nah, but it's like a series of unfortunate events. And then it's just like, JD didn't show up to breakfast. And the killer, we haven't seen him in weeks. We think he did it to himself. We don't know what's going on.
I'd be in there.
All right, I'm be honest. I'm not gonna try very hard. Like it's gonna get to your head. If it's like you gotta run and jump over this thing and fucking spring, and he's gonna fuck your leg up a little bit, but you're gonna constantly be walking with the limp. It's just like I'm gonna take my chances. Really try square up, punch this dude in the nose. You know what I mean?
That never works though.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna last the longest.
Because
I'm not gonna. I'm only gonna put so much effort,
like,
and then I'm like,
kill me. Is he one of the niggas that like put me on his shoulder and take me back to a cave?
Yeah.
And he got utensils and shit.
I'm gonna wake up.
I'm in the basement.
No,
somewhere.
He's just trying to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How long can he run versus how long I can run?
What's his
cardio looking like?
Is he good? We're talking.
How many times have you ever seen like a fat guy as the fucking mass murderer in one of these things?
If he's an improvised killer, he's got to be a big dude.
Friday the 13th, dude had some extra weight to him. He was wearing a bunch of jackets.
Part two.
Leatherface had a big ass body.
Yeah, but that was muscle.
The dude from the Goonies was kind of chunky.
Yeah, but that's because
talking about Sloth.
Yeah,
hey, Daredevil,
that's his name was Sloth.
Bad guy, yeah. Fat.
Okay, that's different.
All right,
here's
how I picture it going down. Chris dies first because he trips.
Yeah,
okay.
He gets strangled. No, he gets beaten to death with a flag stick.
God damn, he thought about this too much.
I was the first one to get bit by a zombie.
Okay,
I was.
You were.
We did the
like he gets through the chest and we walk
Alex.
Up on
Alex
him. He's like posted
dead.
Up on a tree and we're like, damn.
And then Micah goes.
Okay.
He gets
because I went after him.
Yeah, because he went after him, but he gets his head slammed in a grand piano lid. Okay. In the band room.
But it's like a major chord.
Yeah.
Good ass chord. Yeah.
Group, I either get out.
No, you're the survivor girl.
Or I die.
But see, girls got all
she killed us.
But but every relationship is ruined. You got some hella emotional issues after this.
Then twist, it's not the other black guy. Alex goes.
Shit.
Right. Boom.
I don't think you live to the end.
Drown in a
knew Colin was gonna choose me in the middle and then he was gonna make
it. I'll put drown in a pool. Second white dude dying guy.
Then JD, but here's the twist. We never actually see JD die. We just assume he does.
I'm the hound of season 4.
And then I die. And then at the last minute, JD comes out of nowhere with a fire extinguisher while the killer's chasing her down and just pow!
Yeah.
See, everything's good until the very end. I love you as much as I can love another human. I ain't coming back. There's no way. I'm like, if I hear, like, you know, in the game, like, you hear a scream, but you see the door, and you're like, you gotta like figure out where to go. Door. I mean, like, I don't know who screamed. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, maybe that's.
But I was just using. That's just basic horror movie writing.
Yeah, you just caught it. See, you just caught it though. You're just like leave it, and then you're like, oh man, I really need to get some cigarettes if I'm like taking a road trip to like way the fuck out of here. And then so like on the way in to get cigarettes, you see the killer chasing her. You're like, that's a fire extinguisher right here. Like I can't.
If it's like, yo, I can save her and just go ahead and get out of here. Yeah.
That would be sick to see in a horror movie.
Like either or, like I can save her or get out of here.
Yeah, it's
really
on your way.
That would be really funny.
It's on my way. Yeah, let's go get out of here. Yeah.
I know what order everyone dies in my head.
Anyone. You fuck it. What's up?
I like y'all, but like if y'all start mysteriously dying, I'm out.
So you don't like us. You don't like us. I like y'all, but I'll let you die.
I like y'all, but I'll call the police.
It's not a race thing. I just don't like you.
I think about
the girls are all drinking wine.
Like stuff like
and
Gavin. Would you go back to a grandparent? Because I'm thinking
my grandparents are all dead. I got.
I'm saying like let's say they're 80. Like either she dies, she's 80, or we both die. I had a future. Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
If my grandma, I got to give it a shot.
Who is?
Nala's here. Giant Nala. Giant Pibble.
We are running.
Yeah, we're running,
yeah, running long.
All right.
Pick some plugs real quick.
Yeah.
And a plug at the same time.
Yeah. My pick plug for this week is Gavin pointing at his dick. That's it. No, that's all. Okay. That's all I got.
All right.
Preacher, watch it. It's real good. I got no plugs because I got nothing coming up. Oh, check us out at Heroes Con. We're going to be at Heroes Con 17th, 18th, 19th of June.
We are. Monday nights at Hoots for all of you guys, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Monday nights at Hoots. You could probably catch one of these guys Tuesdays at NYP. You guys still doing NYP?
We need to. I haven't been there a minute,
it's a room that you can do, but it's kind of like.
We should do it.
Yeah. I mean,
we need to get back on this mic grind.
I mean, I've done shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put on the show last night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, I was there.
I put you on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we both did it. I helped him.
Depression,
You guys want to talk about the podcast?
Yeah.
Open Micers Podcast on iTunes.
Listen to that shit.
Listen to it.
Micers, MICERS.
We're trying to get Colin on there.
Yep, in a few months, I'll be on there.
Yeah, for sure.
When I feel qualified.
Yeah.
Y'all do the thing y'all plug, like a cool thing?
Yeah. Picks, too.
It's called Picks.
Okay. Well, June 21st, 8 o'clock, good nights, I'll be at Raleigh.
Yeah, June 22nd.
Yeah,
go ahead. You do yours, my bad.
Yeah, Mike, you said June 22nd?
Yeah, June 22nd, I'm there for the contest, and the 23rd, I'm also opening up for Rich Voss, which will be pretty
cool. That's awesome.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's first awesome. Hosting gig.
Yeah,
that's excited. Awesome.
Voss is a good dude from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Something you've been doing, though, recently, a pick.
I'm going to say it's mostly for Micah on recording. If you're on PS4 or if you're Micah Hanner, you need to buy Shadow of Mordor.
Yep, got it.
Uncharted 1 through 3, if I haven't played those, and Uncharted 4 is fucking phenomenal. Like, I have not been disappointed by anything.
Drake. Nate Drake.
Yeah, Nathan, he's, oh my God, so
PSA, just saying, Nate Drake. That was my character. Yeah. I just want to point this out, I was ranked number 300 in the world. Eat dicks.
All right. Shadow
Mordor, Uncharted 4, and also, what's another one I'm playing? Far Cry Primal. Nobody shouted that out ever. That was
it kind of went under the radar.
It's
a good-ass
game.
Chris, or no, Michael.
Oh, yeah, but the plugs that we said with the shows or whatever, podcast. Yeah, listen to the podcast. Pick. I've been fucking with that show Sherlock recently. That's my jam.
Yeah, that's shit. Dope. That's good.
Dope. Sherlock's good as fuck. I'm about to fuck up the new season of Peaky Blinders, and I've also been fucking with that vinyl shit on HBO.
Y'all get back on anime. He's not an anime dude. Like, that's fine.
And nah, Gangsta's my shit.
But you watch like two. Like you only have a. You watch Gangsta,
I get a little bit of Attack on Titan.
But I'm like, he's not an anime guy.
I'm not either. But
not anymore.
But you get references.
Well, yeah, but I do have an actual pick, and it's such a weird pick because I wanted to not like it, but then I liked it.
Pick skip.
No, nah, too bad.
Scratch that on the record.
No, you can still do it. I pick it. It's a great dick. Anyway. But this is a show that I did not expect to like, and I actually love it. It's a Netflix original called Grace and Frankie.
Yes, I picked this once already.
It's a show about two women in their 70s and their husbands who are lawyers, who are partners of a law firm. The husbands fall in love and leave the women when they're 70. They get married, and the women have to deal with being divorced from two gay men.
And they hate each other. And they can't afford to live on their own. But so it's just like Odd Couple thing.
It's so fucking cool.
That's cool.
It's so good.
I know. I already did a couple. I have one more that I recently done. I've been watching the series Horace and Pete. It's a show Louis CK has been doing or whatever. On like on his own, no funding and shit. And the third episode is probably hands down the best thing I've ever like seen recorded done.
I'll have
ever.
To check it out.
Cool. Hell yeah!
The third episode specifically.
Chris,
I went last night. I went to go see Leftover Crack play the Motor Co. And the co-headliner on the show was a band called Days and Days, Days and Daze. They're a four-piece punk folk punk band with they've got
that's
male vocals, female vocals, a trumpet, an acoustic guitar, a washtub bass, and the chick was playing washboard for the rhythm section.
They're pretty badass.
Yeah,
I played a washboard.
They're super awesome. Put thimbles on his fingers.
My whole thing is like anybody ever look at you and be like, you're doing that wrong. You're like,
nope. <That's
shit>. Nope. Been doing this all my life.
Literally can't do it wrong.
Like can't do it wrong. I'm touching it right now. I'm doing it right.
I don't have a pick, but I do have a plug. Okay. Same what I've been doing. Yep. For
Olivia's first half.
Yeah, I'm doing a half marathon Labor Day weekend. It's raising money for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. I'm doing a half marathon Labor Day weekend for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. I'm trying to raise $500 by August 28th. Donate, put your name on there. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast. And if y'all help me meet my goal, we'll post a picture of me after the race so you can see how terrible and disgusting I look with my post-half marathon beer.
Nice.
So.
Hey, you
solid.
You out there. You doing more than everybody else.
Yeah, more than anybody at this table. Yeah.
JD, Micah, thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. I really appreciate it.
You guys have been awesome.
As always, we appreciate having you guys come out, and we love having comedians on, and this has always been fun for us.
Yeah.
We're going to go grill some meat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go celebrate quitting my job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Meat.
So, everyone out there in TV land, because that's what you're called today, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Colin, take us out.
Like, comment, rate on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook. And go out and touch some butts.
Yeah.
Butt touching.